Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
The fifth least likely that I would want a room with is Seth Payne. Now, I love Seth to death. I love Seth to death. But I got a hunch that he has night terrors. I really do. I really feel that he has night terrors.
He just wakes up screaming and throwing stuff.
And I could just get the bleep kicked out of me on any given night. I really do. God bless Mrs. Payne.
He wakes up night terrors.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Annika Sorenstam.
Noon hour of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, who does not have night terrors. Figgy Fig, who might have night terrors once his wife smacks him around a little bit in the middle of the night. Don't even know why I said that, Figgy Fig.
I was about to say, why would she do that?
I don't know. Yeah, you've been known to make your wifey mad a little bit every once in a while.
No, she doesn't lock her. Beat him.
She doesn't. She'll smack him a little bit. She'll smack him around. Figgy likes to get smacked around a little bit. Who doesn't, though? Noon hour, Lopez, Locker, Figgy Fig with you right here on Sports Radio 610. The offseason is upon us for the Houston Texans. And is the gap already being closed in the AFC South? Many people around the NFL believe so because there are early reports surfacing that John DeFilippo of the Philadelphia Eagles is going to be the next offensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And what does that mean? That means there could be a cause and effect to that because DeFilippo was an integral part of the Philadelphia staff that won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles as quarterback. Mm-hmm. And Nick Foles, this season, if he is to return to the Philadelphia Eagles, is going to be due about $20 million from the football team. Doug Peterson's already come out and said that Carson Wentz, not Nick Foles, is going to be the quarterback. So by using common sense, we know the Jags are going to be looking for a new quarterback.
Right.
It looks like Nick Foles could be joining John DeFilippo in Jacksonville, and the Jaguars, who are in desperate need of a quarterback, could already be in the mix right now to improve their offense heading into next season.
I could be just dead wrong here. I really feel like the Jaguars are in a really good spot when it comes to the future of their franchise because they can pick the quarterback they want. You know, they have money. Now, obviously, the quarterback, if it's a free agent, is going to have a say in this. You know, Flacco is going to have a say in whether he wants to go to Jacksonville, but he wants to be a starter. Same with Nick Foles. He wants to be a starter. I think there's going to be some other free agent options out there. Or do they want to – they have the number 7 overall pick. You know, that's the one bad part about them falling flat in 2018. They still have a very talented roster. Maybe they're going to go into a zone blocking offense, and Leonard Fournette's going to really flourish. And you get to pick your quarterback. Maybe they want Kyler Murray or someone else that comes in and they can move up to. I think they're in an enviable spot because they have talent already there. They have a new coordinator who can just pick his guy. You know,
it's scary. It's scary to imagine because we said coming into last season, I thought that they needed to upgrade the quarterback position regardless. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that they didn't make that decision is why they fell flat on their face this year. The defense, from a statistical standpoint, was still very good. They weren't getting as many sacks as they were when they were in the conference championship the year before, but the defense was still pretty good. If you bring in a 30-year-old Nick Foles, mm-hmm. who's battle-tested, and you're basically bringing the guy that he's worked with in order to make the runs that he did in the playoffs, then that's a scary thing for the Houston Texans. And I don't know what the counter move would be for the Houston Texans. I use this quote every single day when we're on the air because I think it is that wise. And it's Jeff Van Gundy, don't ignore in victory what you wouldn't ignore in defeat. And the reason that I like that quote so much is because It's what the NFL is all about. Jacksonville made the mistake of doing that when they brought back Blake Bortles. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder what the Texans could do to combat Jacksonville improving. What do the Texans do to improve? Is it as easy as health? Is it as easy as looking past
they had health other stuff? Relatively.
Yeah, exactly. What is it that the Texans can do to combat that? Is it just the natural progression of Deshaun Watson? What can they do?
Well, the natural progression of Deshaun Watson is what you're counting on, and I think we can expect, right? I mean, he's Deshaun Watson.
You hope so.
We know what he's going to do. Well, there is a proviso, right, and that is Bill O'Brien. Is he going to get in his head even more? Because clearly, in my view, it's not a popular – well, it's not an abundant, I should say. I don't know if it's popular or unpopular or what. It's not an abundant opinion out there, but I really feel like part of Deshaun Watson, not regression, but just the style that he flashed compared to last year, was Bill O'Brien got in his head. Bill O'Brien said, protect the ball, protect the ball, protect the ball, protect the ball. And he's holding it, and he doesn't want to throw an interception. And he threw fewer for a while. Is that going to compound itself? Is that going to multiply? Or is O'Brien going to all of a sudden realize, you know what, we got to go back to 2017, or we got to do more of what we did at the end of the year, obviously in Jacksonville, or is he going to be hard-headed about it?
In the Loop, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. The other team in the division that had a not really a great season, but had a chance to get into the playoffs, the last game of the season, they faced the Colts, the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wonder what they're going to do at quarterback. Are they going to bring back Marcus Mariota? With the durability concerns are extremely high. I think the arrow's pointing up for the Colts. I think the arrow is pointing up for the Jags just because you can't be much worse than they were last year. I don't know where the arrow is for the Texans right now, but for the Titans, I got to think the arrow is pointing up as well because mm-hmm. I didn't expect the Titans to be as good as they were this year.
I didn't either. We'll see now that they have more, you know, consistency with the offense and the play callers. You know, if Mariota, it's the biggest if in football. It's one of the biggest ifs in football. If he can take another step, we've been saying it for 3 years. To be fair, he's had at least two different offensive coordinators
at least two
in the last 3 years. I know he's had three overall. So we'll see.
And also, you also have to look at the Houston Texans draft. Obviously, after the draft, we'll have a better sense. But as we sit right now, the only team that looks like that they're definitely going to improve is Jacksonville, bringing in potentially Nick Foles. 713-572-4610 to get in. It's noon right here on In the Loop. Steven, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys. I have a question about philosophy, okay? You're talking about Bill O'Brien bringing in an offensive coordinator. What will that offensive coordinator's philosophy be? Look what Jacksonville just did, right? Then my second question, I'd like to hear you guys talk about both, is the philosophy of the draft. In other words, some people say best player available. That's not going to help us fill a tackle position and a DB. Thanks again for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen.
See, I don't agree with this because McClain has said it 100 times, and I think he's too old and wise to be sitting here saying you got to draft two tackles, you got to draft a cornerback, because that's just not how drafts work. And if you're going to tell me on one hand how important Will Fuller was to this offense, to where the offense fell apart when Will Fuller was gone, maybe you need to get a receiver if he's the best player available, and maybe you need to fill your offensive line via free agency. Because I'll tell you this right now, the New Orleans Saints, they were not a perennial contender until they drafted Alvin Kamara 2 years ago.
Right.
He took that offense to the next level, and they didn't need a running back. They had Mark Ingram, who was actually a Pro Bowl caliber performer, but Alvin Kamara was what they believed was the best player available, so they brought him in. He put their offense over the top. It drives me nuts when guys like John McClain and a lot of other guys who should know better come on the radio and they say, well, we could draft, they need to draft two tackles and they need to draft a cornerback. That's not how the draft works. Like, you can't go to a, you got to go see how good are the tackles, how good are the corners. If you just draft for need, mm-hmm. a lot of times you end up getting busts. See, like when Brian Game fills out his card, if it was just as simple as filling out his draft card and handing it to the commissioner and going, let me get a starting left tackle that's going to be in the league for 10 years. Yeah, that would be ideal.
Right.
But that's not how it works.
It's not how it works. Here's the thing, guys. You know, if the first time, if you hear Brian Gain or Bill O'Brien utter the words, we're going to draft the best player available, feel free to roll your eyes, because that's just not going to happen. That's the biggest lie in the NFL draft. Everybody, there's some truth to it. What they're really doing is, what they really should say is we're going to draft the best player available at the positions we need.
It all comes into play.
Because there's anybody who tells you that.
They're not taking a quarterback in the first round if he's the best player.
Well, the best player available is probably going to be a defensive lineman this year. You know,
I think they could use D linemen.
Well, they could. No, I'm just saying, but they're not going to draft a D lineman.
Why not?
I mean, they could,
what if
I guess.
Can make an immediate impact. What you need is impact players.
The deepest positions that I've heard just from reading and listening to guys that I trust is defensive line and I believe receiver. Yeah, I believe receiver.
Receiver.
So you think they're going to draft, and they can use them both.
Let me just say this for you. Do you believe, and we know that the offensive line is important. We know the offensive line can make the quarterback and the running back better. But let's just say you have 2 second-round picks. Do you not agree that a good running back can make an offensive line better? Like, it doesn't have to be one or the other. Like, it can't
look at
happen.
The Colts.
All right, let's say the second round comes around, and the Texans, who have 2 second-round picks, yes, they might need linemen. Yes, they might need cornerback. But the best available offensive lineman and the best available corner are that they have like third or fourth round grades on them. They're not that high on them. Mm-hmm. What if Travion Williams, your guy out of Texas A&M, is available?
Take him.
Would you be opposed to that?
I would love to take him, but they're not. They're not.
Well, they need to.
They're going to draft an offensive tackle with their first-round pick.
Okay, and that's going to be dangerous if the offensive tackle is not good.
That's my point. Dangerous. They're going to draft the best player available at the position they need most.
I think they need more than they think they need.
Well, yeah, I do too.
I think they need a receiver. If
I think they need defensive line, they need a running back, and they need a receiver.
If Will Fuller is so important
in that
to
order,
you,
by the way.
If Will Fuller is so important to you that your offense, that the excuses are that your offense isn't the same when Will Fuller goes down, mm-hmm. then receiver needs to be right up there with defensive line or offensive line and cornerback.
Right.
If he's that important to you, then you need a receiver. I think you need a running back too, because I don't know how much tread Lamar Miller is going to have left. He just had a decent season, but how much is he going to have?
You can
left?
Get Travion Williams probably in the third round.
Second round picks in the last few years in the NFL draft. You've had Kamara. You've had Kareem Hunt. David Johnson, I think, was a second round pick or even later. Like, you can get those guys, and they can make significant impacts, especially if they can receive out of the backfield. That adds a new element to your offense. Charles, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man.
We need to draft. Of course, I heard y'all say cornerback, offensive line. I think the plays that are being called by O'Brien are too vanilla. That's part of the problem. We need an offensive coordinator. He needs to run the team and not be the offensive coordinator.
I don't disagree with that.
No one disagrees at this point. No one that I know.
It's going to happen. It's frustrating for me because everybody sees this. Just like I'm sure a lot of people in Jacksonville last year, and I keep going back to that just because I cannot stress enough how much of a year-to-year league this is, where everybody was sipping Jacksonville Kool-Aid, and now right now we're talking about Jacksonville as one of the biggest disappointments of the year. Not everybody, but a lot of people were saying they needed a new quarterback. You needed to improve with Blake Bortles, but they didn't do it, in large part because of the success they had last season, and in large part because they just assumed that the best was yet to come. Mm-hmm. Not bringing in an offensive coordinator would be the exact same thing for Bill O'Brien. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, gents. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Hey, I just a real quick comment. I think an easy way to fix the offensive line, wide receiver depth, and running back is to pick up Le'Veon Bell.
There it is.
All of that better.
I knew that was coming.
While I don't disagree with his talent, will not happen.
He can line up in the slot, too. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know about a guy that sits out a year of football. I know that a lot of people will say, well, he doesn't have as much tread on the tires. Sitting out a year of football, it's one thing to be rehabbing and stuff, but when guys just don't play football for an entire year, it just doesn't. It seems a little bit suspect to me, and I don't know. I don't know if Le'Veon would fit here or not. I mean, from an on-field perspective, if he gives you what he gave the Steelers, then yes. But there's a lot of question marks that come with Le'Veon Bell. Coming up next, more of your calls. We're also going to revisit the Texas bromance that'll be on display Sunday. In the Loop has a favorite team that they'll be cheering for on Sunday, and we think you will be too once you hear from them next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.